It was in 2016 when the leaders of US, Mexico and Canada last met in person. The previous Trump administration apparently disinterested in holding face-to-face talks with its neighbors. The leaders now able to lay out their priorities.
We have to end the pandemic and to take decisive actions to curb the climate crisis.
Our highest priority is, of course, ending COVID-19. And being focused on economic recovery, strengthened supply chains.
It's important to define things together, to set aside myths and prejudices. For example, to stop excluding migrants when their manpower is in high demand in Canada and in the United States.
Mr. President, it's a delight to have you here.
The U.S. President also held one-on-one meetings. Central to discussions with his Mexican counterpart was migration control and reform, an issue that has sharply impacted on the relationship between the two countries.
Well, it's great to welcome back the Prime Minister.
Earlier, Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau talked about forging a climate change policy, particularly topical given the flooding occurring in Canada. But one of the biggest developments had nothing to do with North American relations. Answering a question, the U.S. president confirmed he's thinking about a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics in China.
Something we're considering.
Still, discussions focused heavily on trade between the three countries. A new agreement took effect last year, replacing the long-standing North American Free Trade Pact, NAFTA. Canada is the largest trading partner of the United States. Each day, some $2 billion worth of goods crosses the world's longest national border. And Canada has been brought into the U.S.-Mexico discussion concerning supply chain issues, which has undermined the economies of all three countries. The many issues of contention were not given any public airing, the leaders preferring to project a show of unity and common purpose, reviving the Three Amigos label that was applied when these summits were far more frequent. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.